Welcome to Ulcerative Colitis, Autoimmune Healing Journey. I am your journey guide, Jay India, and I'm so happy that you are here because this is a supportive, positive environment where we can heal together. Please note, I am not a doctor or health professional in any way. If you would like to attempt something mentioned in this episode, please consult your doctor or mental health professional first. Before we get to the episode, so far I've given you 2 years of free content, so please support this podcast by giving me a 5-star rating wherever you listen and a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And always remember to hit the follow button so new apps pop up on your podcast player automatically. Let's start the show. Today we are discussing my 10-day water fast, part two. And all my results, guys, we've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for these results as well. And they are all in. These results come from my bioenergetic testing, blood tests, Marcon's, food sensitivities, and other results. So please listen to part one of this series if you have not already, because part one explains what I did during the water fast, exactly what a water fast is, some of my mistakes. You definitely want to listen to part one first and then this episode. Okay, first, this is the second anniversary of this podcast. The first episode ever of the UC podcast dropped on April 25th, 2022. Thank you for listening for 2 years and healing with me. And let's continue on our journey together. I have learned so much from you, and you guys have been my greatest teachers. So I just feel extremely grateful for this community. And I love you all. And I'm always sending many green hearts to all of you. Also, we are coming up on our 100th episode, and I will do something special for that. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do something special, and I think I have the guest I want to come back for that episode, so I'm thinking about all that in my head. We shall see. I also want to tell everyone that my podcast, 2 Inches Off the Ground, which is about metaphysical healing and storytelling, I take it to a different level there with healing because I do things in metaphysical and non-religious spiritual practices. If that's something you're interested in, that podcast is back, and I've already dropped a couple episodes, and I recently dropped an episode on my metaphysical and spiritual experiences of this water fast, and I will put that link in the show notes in case you just want to listen. And I just want to do a really quick recap of water fasting. Water fasting is something that I did for 10 days recently. And that means all I did was drink water for 10 days, no food, no supplements. I did not do minerals or electrolytes or a little bit of juice, nothing, just water. The reason I did it was to achieve something called autophagy, which is the process of when your body stops focusing on digesting food, it goes into autophagy. And that means that the bad disease cells leave your body and new healthy ones are formed. It helps erase the blueprint of IBD and mold toxicity, which is why I was so willing to try it. I do have to give a second disclaimer here and tell everyone that a water fast needs to be supervised by a health professional, especially with these longer fasts. So I cannot say enough that before you attempt anything with water fasting, you need to first research it. And then after you research, you need to get in contact with a really good water fasting health professional who can guide you through the fast and answer any questions. And I also want to remind you guys that it's not easy. If you listen to part one, this was not an easy thing to do. It's very dangerous. You can permanently hurt yourself. So definitely make sure you have everything supervised and you have all the knowledge. Okay, without further ado, my results. Drumroll, please. After 10 days of water fasting, almost all of my food sensitivities are gone, completely gone. That includes gluten, nightshades, soy, grains, I can eat them all again, which is a miracle. And this was provided by bioenergetic testing results as well. For 3 weeks after the refeeding, because what happens if you listen in part one is you do the water fast, then you have to go through a refeeding period. And so for 3 weeks after that refeeding period, I was going overboard on gluten because I haven't had it in so long. And you know, if you've listened to this podcast, you guys know that do I do anything half-ass? Of course not. Of course I went hardcore. Did I, of course, try a little piece of gluten on day one and then a little piece of gluten on day two? Is that me? Come on, that's never me. I always go hardcore. I always go overboard. And I definitely did for 3 weeks with the gluten and I got it out of my system. And I'll give you some examples. I went out and I had regular normie pizza one day. I think I had like a small personal pizza and I did not react to it. And then let's say a week later, I had a large slice of cheese pizza. And again, I was fine, but I noticed that with all this gluten, when I had days where I just really went hardcore on it, I got a stuffy head. So that's one of the reasons I stopped doing that. Also, my perimenopause symptoms returned. So normally when I don't have anything unhealthy, I don't want to say gluten's unhealthy, but I was eating it at a ridiculous rate. I'm fine. I really don't have any perimenopause symptoms, but they came back. I had a couple nights where I had night sweats. I had really bad rosacea a couple days, and I know that was from overeating on gluten. So I ended up getting everything out of my system, right? I remember I wanted this milkshake so badly, and I wanted this so badly, and I did. I ate all of that, again, within boundaries. Everything was healthy, of the best ingredients. Once I move past that phase, I'm fine and I don't want it. I don't crave it. Actually, here's the funny part is now I can eat, again, within boundaries, pretty much anything I want, but I've actually been craving mostly vegetables. So go figure, if anyone is into Ayurveda, people would say it's because my system is much more balanced. That's why. Who knows, but it's ironic, isn't it? I have to say I had a major fail. I tried industrial seed oils. I tried something with sunflower oil and I tried something with canola oil. Nightmare. Terrible. But I have to say I found a great all-natural migraine treatment that worked for me because what happened was the industrial seed oils, when I ate them, I had a 4-day migraine over my right eye, which is where I always get these industrial seed oil migraines. And in my water fast journal that I have online for sale, you can find out why this happens. I go into why migraines happen Ayurvedically. I also discuss this all natural migraine treatment, which you guys, it's not much money. So that's a great part of it too. So if anyone's interested in that, definitely purchase this water fasting journal. Also in the journal, I discuss my mistakes of my water fast 2020 hindsight, much more than what I'm going to go into today and what I went into in part one. And I pass on this knowledge to you not to make these mistakes in case you're thinking about a water fast. So again, the link to the Water Fast Journal is in the show notes. On March 25th, 2024, I visited my naturopath, Jessica Johnson, from episode 45. According to bioenergetic testing, I have cleared these toxins out of my body: mold, yeast or candida, and fungus. I have even cleared out the Epstein-Barr virus, which almost everyone has, and it's nearly impossible to clear, but I've cleared it. The inflammation markers that were once persistent in my small intestine, stomach, liver, gallbladder, and colon are gone. I am now showing minimal normie inflammation, what normal people have. As I said at the end of my last episode, my red blood cell count, RBCC, has moved to normal, and not only normal, but mid-range normal. My hemoglobin has the same result, and these two results are miraculous. I have tried everything to normalize my red blood cells, and only water fasting has worked. In regard to Candida, the test for the antibodies, everything has moved to normal range. This result is also miraculous considering you guys know my weakness for sugar. So the toxins cleared out. Here's where things get really interesting. I redid my Marcon's test. And remember, Marcon's is the staph infection or the toxins in my nasal passages caused by mold. So just so everyone knows, I was tested for Marcon's right before the water fast. So here are the results, and that is they have improved by 13%, which doesn't seem like a big deal, but it's huge because they improved that much in 1 month. And I'm really excited about that and the way that's going. By the way, for the pre-feeding period, the 10-day water fast itself, and the refeeding period, and a couple weeks after, I was not taking my nasal sprays or binders, which means the results are definitely from the fast. The tiny bit of adrenal fatigue I always had at the end of the day before the fast is gone, which is amazing because always at the end of the day, especially if I was walking my dog, I would just feel this, just this little bit. You guys know what I mean by that adrenal fatigue. And I always had it, but now it's dissipated, which is amazing. However, I do have a result to report that was a huge disappointment, and that is MSH. MSH is the neuropeptide found in the gut lining. And with healthy people, it's there, it's thriving, it's a good level. For those of us with IBD, we have a very low amount of it. And unfortunately, my MSH did not budge. And that was one of the big reasons I did this water fast. So that was a huge disappointment for me. I was very upset about that. And I couldn't believe that after all this work, it didn't do a damn thing. I also have two other major results that I talk about in the Water Fast Journal as well, but it's a lot to get into here. A week ago, I did a 2-day juice cleanse to restore minerals. I drank juice, protein shakes, decaf teas, and a small amount of food. And I found that very helpful to just restore everything in my body, especially the electrolytes. And I feel after that, I've been doing really, really well as that last kind of hit of just getting the most minerals back in me. You guys also know that I'm doing a series of 3 colonic treatments to clear out old toxins from the water fast. 2020 hindsight, I feel that I needed this water fast because the food restriction was becoming a mental health issue for me. I had to get this, I'm missing out on so much food, out of my system. And once I went through those 3 weeks where I was tearing through, and you can read about it in the journal, but I tore through a lot of fun stuff, I can now eat much more normally. I can eat healthily, and my diet has expanded exponentially, but for healthy things. And also, I realize some of this eating behavior that I have, I'll just never change about myself. I like chocolate. I like potato chips with avocado oil. I don't think I'm ever going to be the person that doesn't. I can do a million water fast cleanses, trauma therapy sessions. This is who I am. And something that I've come to the conclusion with is that's okay. As long as I don't go crazy and overeat on it and that's all I eat, then it's okay. Then I'm just that person. I've realized that I will never be like a lot of you, which I admire you guys so much. I really do. When I see your food on Instagram and you guys are eating nothing but sauerkraut and some meat and the whole thing, that's just not who I am. And I just don't think I have it in me to be that person. I like a diet that is pretty expansive. I like a lot of food options. I have a friend, a very close friend, who is the type of person who can eat chicken breast and salad every day for lunch, and it doesn't faze him at all. every day. He's just that type of eater. And you have those type of eaters. I'm not that person. I need a lot more. I need to look forward to things with food. And that's something that I've recognized. I also recognize that I need to take a break between steps in the mold toxicity protocol. Food restriction for me, or what I viewed as food restriction, was just really becoming the start of not being healthy for me mentally. And I recognize that. And something I did that I don't know if this helps you guys is I put all the supplements, all the binders and the nasal sprays and all that in my cabinet. I had it out in this big basket on my counter. And I said, you know what? I want to do kind of a mindset switch where I'm not looking at this all the time. Instead, I'm looking at all the new, fun, healthy food I can eat. So I switched it up and I have everything in my cabinet. And now instead, I'm just looking at more healthy food. And that has really helped me mindset wise too. Where I am today as I'm recording this, I feel great. I feel the best I felt in a long time. But I'm not perfect. I'm still dealing with acid reflux, but much better. I have throat issues when I speak. I'm sure you guys can hear it in this podcast. I don't know what to do at this point, because if I just really got down on myself, which I have in the past about my voice, then you guys wouldn't have a podcast. So I just have to hope that this is going to clear up with the next step of the protocol. If not, then I'm going to have to go to something else. I'm going to have to go to some other type of expert to help me, because I don't know why this has not cleared up. It just hasn't. I've looked into emotional issues. Perhaps I need to look into them more, but it's just very frustrating for me. And the irony of the situation is when I podcast on my own solo, I have all these voice issues. When I go in and record in studio, I'm mostly okay. I'm not perfect, but I'm much better. Or when I have a guest on the podcast, I'm much better. So I don't know if it's a mental thing, if it's an emotional thing, but it's something I will figure out later this year. My histamine intolerance is barely there, but it happens occasionally. I still have detox symptoms of rosacea or a rare rash. So, you know, again, it's not perfection, but it's a hell of a lot better, especially compared to 2021. Overall, I believe that this water fast helped me start to erase the blueprint of IBD and mold toxicity, but I still have a lot more work to do, and I acknowledge that. The next steps in my protocol is I'm back to the nasal sprays. I've started the big guns. You guys know I talk about it all the time. The last step in the protocol, the cholestyramine binder. Again, I'm doing colonics and whatever else resonates with me. In upcoming episodes, you will be hearing about my second colonic session and starting the cholestyramine, and my mold toxicity update from my appointment with health coach Ruth, who is Dr. Pegg's daughter. I have some big news to report, guys, some big news. If you haven't seen it on social media, I have joined Root Cause for Crohn's Colitis. It is an incredible group of trailblazers. It is led by Allie. You know her from episode 79 and 80. We are passing on knowledge of all the root causes of UC and IBD and how you can use this knowledge to heal yourself. And it's not just about mold toxicity. I know I talk about this a lot, but it's about everything. There are so many root causes. And I'm going to keep talking about this throughout 2024, how if we find our root cause, that will put us in so much more of a healing place. And I have figured out, and I've said this in the past, that I know that until I found out my personal root cause was mold toxicity, I would have been spinning for years and spinning my wheels. And now that I know, so many things in my life are better. Obviously, my health, my mental health, my physical health, emotional, everything, my relationships, my marriage, the fact that I have friends, the fact that I have somewhat of a social life now. Everything is so much better once I found out my root cause. So Please, you guys, make sure that you take this idea of finding your root cause seriously. Make it a goal for yourself this year, because I promise if you do, you will come out on the other end so much more educated, so much more empowered, and you will just, you can start your own healing journey. And Lauren, our social media guru, she put up an incredible recent post entitled Root Causes of IBD. It's so good. I actually saved it. So make sure you save it to your library and read through it. And this is on our social media account on Instagram, which I'm going to say at the end. In the future, I'll be doing IG lives, which should be happening pretty soon, with top root causes and IBD experts in our Instagram account. So follow us so you don't miss anything invaluable. There's so much good info there already. Follow us at root_cause_4_Crohn's_colitis. It is in the show notes, so all you have to do is click. It's what the cool kids are doing, guys. So make sure you follow us and stay tuned for some really good IG lives. If you have gained any knowledge, insight, or comfort from these episodes, please support the podcast. And more importantly, support your own healing journey. Buy my 10-day water fast journal, UC ebook, meditations, and donate. All the links are in the show notes. In my household, when we have a perfect shit, you know, and it slides out of your body, it's a perfect color and solidly formed, and you're so proud of yourself that you turn around the toilet and go, wow, we call that a green heart. I wish everyone a green heart day.